Afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Tuesday, May 10th, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone, RBN is listener-supported, so please donate whatever you can, folks. And free speech is not even something we can expect in this day and age without it being funded by we, the people. It's actually always been that way. We just, through the internet, have become far more aware of that reality. And there are many ways you can donate. You could use PayPal right on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. Call in to donate at 800-724-2719. Extension 3, or you can mail in that donation, cash, check, money order, payable to RBN, mailing address 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. And you do know RBN is in Texas, don't you? Certainly helps. And with that, I have Stephen Douglas Whitener with me today as a co-host. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Richard. Hello, fellow thought criminals out there in RBN listener land.
And I also have with us today another co-host joining me, folks, Mr. Gregory McGill. Hello, Gregory.
Hey, Richard. Hey, Stephen. Hey, everybody. It's really great to be back.
Long time.
Hello, Gregory. Yes. Yeah. That's awesome. Revision Media lives, y'all. How about this?
We need to get that going again, hopefully. All right. So, Richard, are you broadcasting from the great state of Florida yet, from the free state of Florida yet?
No, sir. I'm still in Beetlejuice. Autonomous
right.
Zone.
I knew that. I just wanted to.
but I'm going to be on the road 3 weeks right. today. 3 weeks from today, I'll be on the road.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Tuesday and Wednesday, 31 and the 1st of June. And looking forward to it. I'm going to have some of the hosts here help out. I mean, I'm not going to be taking the mic as many days the rest of this month. And I just, you know, trying to keep on working to make money to afford all this and to pack, it's just getting a little crazy. And so actually Stephen is going to take the mic a couple days, the next couple of weeks, like Tuesdays.
Oh, wow.
Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Okay. Stephen's going to host. And
and then
like the week I move, Paul Edward Stevenson and Stephen Douglas Whitener will carry the broadcast.
My schedule, or I wish I could get in on that, man. It's just my work.
Well, if you're able to come on, man.
Well, I work
during all this time. I'm off right now. That's why I was able to, I really miss it. And I just from hearing the intro every time, we're like, oh, free speech isn't free. It's always been funded by we the people. Now we're really seeing it. I thought that was great, Richard. Very profound. Isn't it crazy that we have to mandate the Constitution now?
Well, hey, you know,
are spinning in their grave, man. I swear they are. I know it.
Hey, we're all going to be on the East Coast, though. So it make a little easier for getting together in the future.
Yeah,
you know, who
right.
knows? Maybe we'll get a band together, right?
That'd be terrific.
I don't see why not.
I'll play cowbell.
Stephen plays a mean violin/fiddle. Actually,
oh really? No! Don't tell him that. I haven't picked that up in decades.
No,
but I can play the cowbell pretty good.
He's being modest.
We'll never
get him in.
Not that.
But no,
you know how to do that, or you don't.
Yeah, exactly. I bet he's much better than he lets on. I don't know if William got to hear him a little. Did William get to hear you?
No, I don't think. I don't think he saw the violin. But boy, he was great when he played
for us.
You
should have played a little for him.
He's awesome.
He's
a musician. Our buddy Willem Redpillum.
He's
a fantastic musician.
Yes, he is. He's great.
Yeah.
I should.
I got to hear.
Don't mention his music. Shh.
I got to hear you on drums sometime, Gregory. I'd love to do a jam session.
Oh yeah, for sure. I like to sing too, so I always get involved in all that.
Oh, cool. Yeah, totally. That's the first thing I did was vocals with a cover band in my teens. Like, we did all kinds of stuff. I had a big range. I was even doing like Soundgarden and some challenging vocals. But I got into keyboard a little later on. I mean, I've dabbled.
That's where the
like,
money is. That's a master instrument.
Well, yeah, I've done a lot of programming and stuff since then. Yeah, no. But I mean, it was hard to get people together to do live rehearsal or plan anything live, like sparse live
even
shows.
Even bands are hard. I'm in two things around here, and it's a pain in the rear to get everybody together and get one in, get a practice in. Everybody's busy all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's so much to catch up on, really. I mean, you know, you coming back for the show today, Gregory, this chaos galore out there, you know.
There's no shortage of stuff to talk about, I'm sure. In fact, it's probably just brimming.
Well, there's plenty of distractions like Ukraine, like this whole Roe versus Wade thing that they just want us to focus on and completely forget about everything else. But yeah, there's some major issues. I mean, all the data coming out, the Pfizer drop of 80,000 pages.
The voter fraud, 2,000 mules. You know, I haven't watched the opinions they don't want to see in.
Yeah, everyone's telling me to watch it. My local friend Peter over here, Paul in California, everyone wants me to check out 2,000 mules.
Yeah, and, my wife says she's already got it going. She was watching.
I haven't seen that either, gentlemen. I haven't seen that either yet. But I have to say that I don't need to watch it to know that the thing was stolen. I watched that live happen. You know, it was obvious that day that voter fraud was happening. It just, there's no way that the guy in the basement won all those votes. Right. And then they have this video would just show the evidence that they have to prove it. And it's going to infuriate me more. I know it because just to see that and know that they're getting away with it.
Because we already know.
You know?
It's going to be hard to stomach it watching it right in. You know, how blatantly they did it and how, you know, they're still getting away with it.
Yeah. And it makes me just cringe thinking of the midterms coming up. They'll do the same thing if they can. Even though you know people have had enough of this, there's no way at all outside of Washington, D.C. maybe that the Democrats would win.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. We do outnumber them by that much. They're very loud. They're violent. They're as dishonest as it gets.
This is the serious thing, though. I mean, I'm hearing a lot of details from that 2,000 mules before even watching it. You know, all these people doing their drop offs with no fingerprints, really professional, taking a photo to make sure they get paid.
Pictures
and all that.
The whole time, getting
and,
paid.
And it was just, it was just so systematic. So many people. That's why they're referring to it as 2,000 mules. That's what they're referring to. And if when we still have, you know, to get all.
It was the biggest voter fraud ever in the United States.
If you're bringing up demographics, I mean, we're still 60% of the population, and they can get away with this while we're 60% of the population.
Yeah. More.
What does the future look like? Okay, that's the question.
I agree with that point. And also, just the ludicrousy of being so careful to keep fingerprints away and then putting yourself on camera and taking a picture to prove you did it. I mean, what
now,
is
just for me
the
to
mentality
say that,
of these people? You know?
I know smart criminals.
Gregory, I don't know how diverse RBN or Beyond the Official Narrative audience may be out there. I know I had to trigger some people there because, you know, that's almost suggesting that, you know, what, 60%, you're referring to whites. So non-whites are all about lawlessness. Well, when they're manipulated by the international Jews.
I was thinking conservatives, though, not whites. I wasn't even thinking in terms of whites, but I see what you're saying.
I mean, I don't know. When you have all these proxy armies manipulated by the international Jew and you have, anti-white culture, I mean, BLM, Antifa are total anti-white culture, LGBT, and it's all
of them are
trying to subvert the law for the greater good in what they believe. They're the moral high ground, the new religion of wokeism, right?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Look how upset they get when they think that since you're gonna take away their right to kill babies, you know, that's really freaking, these people are demons. They're possessed by demons. It's
well, you
crazy.
Know, it's they don't like that. They don't like the you know decision going back to the individual states. You know, they don't want right. It's that whole leftist mentality.
No, they
it's
love
not
federal
just,
government.
It's not just
power.
I want. It's not just I want things this way, and this way. Everyone must do.
Everyone
it this
has
way.
That, right? Yeah. That's like a true communist.
Yeah.
There, was article, yeah.
There was a good article out there about California from a let's see, a university professor talking about how California can't go on like this. You know, I mean, it's such an extreme version of the destruction of America, really. If you tried to do what California has already done with all 50 states, you know, how long would it take for this completely go belly up, as if we aren't yeah. already, though. I mean, I'm looking right now, and they're saying the last few weeks, the crash may actually already be here. Gregory, come on. Now, our whole lives, Stephen, we've heard about the crash. The crash mm-hmm. is coming.
Yeah,
we've
that's
had
a big
some
one
small crashes.
Right.
Had small crashes, had plenty of people who want to, you know, move their gold, and, you know, a lot of incentives for people to always, you know, tell you about, like, this impending doom to make sure you go with their products or their right. You know, their advice, whatever, buy their book. But no, this is absolutely saying it was a funny little post from at the Motley Fool out there. Three reasons not to worry about a stock market crash. They were trying to be serious here.
Key really?
Points. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a stock market crash is a very real that. Possibility in the coming months. But crashes are a natural part of the economic cycles.
Yeah, more buy up stock cheap and stuff. Yeah,
and moreover, they provide a discount. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. The stock market carnage, though, they're saying
it's a good thing. Just like they're trying to say inflation is a good thing during this.
But they're saying it's already here. I mean, there's a Michael Schneider article out there saying the stock market carnage you've been waiting for is here. You know, the last few weeks we've had just huge amounts of trillions upon trillions. Of paper wealth has been suddenly wiped out. Many investors panic selling in a desperate attempt to lock profits before the market completely collapses. Even though stock prices have been falling for months, the last few weeks have been absolutely breathtaking, according to Michael Schneider. I mean, a few examples he gives. Monday, the Dow lost another 600 points, but the really big news continues to be the staggering declines for both the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. People who are in the know of these will appreciate the figures. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 653.67 points to 32,245.7, or 1.99%. The S&P 500 fell 3.2% to settle at 3,991.4, while the NASDAQ composite lost 4.29% to 11,623.25 on Monday. This happened yesterday.
Monday, okay.
Yeah, and then we have one longtime market veteran actually using the word violent to describe what we've been witnessing. And they say it's stunning to see these sort of numbers day after day. The one quote here, I've been in the markets for 25 years and I've never seen anything like this. Okay, so Daniel DiMartino, CEO and chief strategist for Quill Intelligence, a Wall Street and Federal Reserve research firm. It's violent, not just volatile, he says. Or she says, I'm sorry. Things have gotten really crazy and, you know, they have some examples of other companies' losses. 2022 so far, okay? Tesla down 25% 2022 so far. Disney down 30%. Amazon down 34%. Facebook down 41%. Uber down 45%. Snap down 50%. So some of the examples. I didn't realize, and crypto's falling dramatically as well. They get into, but I didn't realize the last few weeks, you know, I guess I wasn't keeping up with economic news as much, and you're always hearing lately about the fuel porn, but it perhaps it really is beginning, and it's no coincidence. Right now, we have 90% of nations planning central bank digital currencies. Gregory, your thoughts?
Oh well, I was saying, I was typing something here. I didn't know that it had taken that big of a dip. I did see what you were talking about that. You know, three reasons why the stock market. So now that makes sense to me why they put that out. I didn't know it had taken such a huge dip today and yesterday. So that's kind of interesting. I don't see things. I don't.
Yeah.
Is that really an indicate? What does, is the stock market a major, major indicator on if there's going to be a major crash, or is it kind independent of it anyway?
Yeah, it is. It is. The actual economy has already been in industrial depression for a while, I'd say, but the market hasn't followed suit yet because of all the funny money printing and, you know, all the, right, the easy low interest rate loans allowed to these people. And so, yeah, I mean, Stephen, I don't know, do you have any thoughts?
I can try to sound like I know what I'm talking about with stock, but I really don't, yeah, honestly. But I mean, the only index that you're only index there that I really have kind of followed over my life was the one, the Dow Jones. I would notice what that number was. It was at 37 something, I think, at its peak. So it's off like 5,000 points from the peak, I guess, that the record high. And, you know, I heard it once said, if you taught an economist to say, a parrot to say supply and demand, you had an economist. So I don't know about,
right,
it does get very convoluted in my mind sometimes. But right, yes, the market's been crazy. It's just the volatility. I think there's, when it comes to manipulating the market, a lot of times that there are forces that profit from the volatility. That's the way they make the money. The more it goes, yeah, up and down, I don't know, you know.
Yeah,
and
I remember that
kind of 90 degrees thing that's happening in the graph to me is more interesting to me, because it seems that's where the manipulation is coming in, and where the congressman trading and stuff is coming in, and they're, you know, that's what bothers me about the market more, you know. It just, but yeah, I think it's probably
going to
hit.
Thing.
It's with this thing with Russia is what's going to probably push it over the edge too, I think, when it comes to the market.
Really,
yeah, exactly.
Gambling sort of thing.
That's what I said.
That,
yeah,
I mean, Gregory, you always talk about the German miracle. You know what Adolf Hitler, yeah, did for the Third Reich.
It was the greatest economy the world has ever seen.
It was only
12 years in the you know, and really only 6 years before they started destroying it.
I need to reread it, but I read book one much better than I did book two, which I never fully got through.
The Vader books?
but no, I mean, Uncle Adolf did talk about the speculation in the markets being something that really just shouldn't even exist in his view, from what I recall. Didn't he?
Right.
Isn't he that extreme?
Well, I know that they definitely weren't fans sort of capitalism and democracy, things like that. I mean, it's really
well, what did he suggest?
Ironic.
I mean, how could there not be markets around the globe? I mean, do you right, are you aware of what they thought would you know,
no, I mean, other than what, like the Gottfried Feder stuff, you know, if you read that was pretty much what they based their entire economy, economic structure off of. And the main thing was that usury was illegal and punishable by death. Even they're the only ones that ever arrested a Rothschild in history, you know, and they did it because of, you know, they were able to arrest him under anti-usury laws.
Because I just think no matter what National Socialist policies for the good of the people, maintaining out of control corporatism.
No, their markets were controlled.
Yeah, you can maintain out of control corporatism for each nation, but in an international trade market economy, you can't help but have a stock market. Yeah, that's all my point.
Right, 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 right. Yeah, that's right.
But,
I guess so.
And there's only so much to fight, but yeah, the speculation is a weapon used by these people. We'll be right back, folks.
Right, for sure.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with co-hosts Stephen Douglas Whitener and Gregory McGill. And I was mentioning that it's no surprise 90% of nations are planning central bank digital currency. And of course, with all these excuses, you know, COVID, climate change, crashing economies, all these are extra incentives to try to nudge us into it with the timing they're choosing here. And I noticed the EU Army.
That tired old COVID narrative. They're going back to that always because they know the. Because really, I mean, isn't Putin pretty much putting a stop to the biolabs? You know, so they can't release something else. Bill Gates had talked about a second thing that was going to be worse than COVID. And, you know, really, that's what they had to head off. And so they have to go to the stupid 19 narrative all the time.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's got. And then they have this pandemic treaty that they're trying to get all the United Nations to sign on to. The World Health Organization would have global control over all UN, 194, is it, nations? And there's also talk now more and more about an EU army. It's on the horizon. I was sharing this article with you guys. Activist Post has this. The special future of the EU conference came to a conclusion a few days ago. And, the plans are in the works for this. It actually seems where in the past, you know, you would sound like a kook to say, you know, global government, one world government army and all this.
They're not really hiding it.
They're really not anymore.
Anymore. Yes. They didn't know people wouldn't take it, accept it back then. It is, you know, communist dreams to have a one world government.
Well, it's very disturbing here. Future of the EU conference that just happened. Nobody heard about this. There may have been a familiar veneer of public consultation to these talks, but the aim of the conference was simple. Tell the EU to do what they've already been planning to do for years. If that wasn't clear from the outset, it became unavoidably obvious a couple of days ago when the conference's list of 49 recommendations was published on April 27th. Okay, so we have recommendations in quotes there. Yeah, 49. Basically, you must comply. But there are some troubling ones they pick out, like number 21, for example, that the EU improve its capacity to speedy and effective decisions, notably in common foreign and security policy, speaking with one voice and acting as a truly global player, projecting a positive role in the world and making a difference in response to any crisis. Well, that doesn't sound like global government at all, no. And then there's number 39. Improve the EU's decision-making process in order to ensure the EU's capability to act while taking into account the interests of all member states and guaranteeing a transparent and understandable process for the citizens.
Ah.
And they intend to do this by changing the voting system. They go on to say all issues decided by way of
unanimity.
Mm-hmm. Stephen?
Unanimity.
Okay, yeah,
no, there it is.
That's what I was looking for.
That one's a tongue twister.
I could hear it in my head, but I couldn't get it out.
Uh-huh.
Unanimity.
And then the next paragraph is, man, the keys unanimity. Have taken together, those measures might just eradicate the national veto and see that the member states potentially subject to legislation imposed against their will. It says a huge knock to national sovereignty. They want to eliminate national sovereignty, it seems. Please continue. There you go.
All decisions decided by way of unanimity. Yeah, there. Should be decided by
unanimity.
Way of
unanimity. Yep. Unanimity.
Unanimity should be decided by way of qualified majority. They also want to strengthen the role of the High Representative to ensure that the EU speaks with one voice, which is a roundabout way of saying centralized power, you know, they point out. There's number 23 of the recommendations. We propose that the EU continue to act to promote dialogue and guarantee peace as a rules-based international order. 36,
world order,
strengthening multilateralism and building on longstanding EU peace initiatives, which contributed to its award of the Nobel Prize in 2012, while strengthening its common security. So they have to
world
cite.
Order.
They have to cite.
They just called it new world order right there. They said world order.
Oh, look, we got, you know, the EU got the Nobel Peace Prize. So listen to us here, folks. Come on.
So did Obama, didn't he?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, wow. Which sounds harmless enough, they say, apart from the shameless self-congratulatory reference to the Nobel Peace Prize, except they intend to achieve these ends using the new EU army. The EU's joint
army. Right. Well, that's what I'm going back to. Time.
Yeah, here, I'll read
this. They're getting an army?
Yeah, I'm going to read the rest of this when we come back, because we shouldn't just gloss over this too much. This is very important. Stick around, folks.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Anymore, Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we're back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, the public broadcasting. Yeah, it just makes me want to continue listening or check out a full Hawkwind concert, right, Gregory?
Yeah, that was good. I like that groove right there. That was cool.
But,
right on.
Yeah, but this is crazy. I mean, we're living in science fiction land, it seems. The EU's joint armed forces, they're saying, that
fiction
shall be used.
Sure.
Yeah. That shall be used for self-defense purposes and preclude aggressive military action of any kind, with the capacity to provide support in times of crises, including natural catastrophes. Outside,
the rise of nationalism again,
or climate change. Oh my God!
That's one of their favorites.
Outside European borders.
That's a go-to there.
Oh yeah, outside European borders could. It could be deployed in exceptional circumstances. Oh, really? Preferably. Wow. So we might see the EU army over here in U.S. land, is what they're saying. Outside European borders, it could be deployed in exceptional circumstances, preferably under a legal mandate from the UN Security Council, and thus in compliance with International Law 38 and without competing. International Law 38. So, you know, they're just, as they roll these out, they're just, you know, exciting more and more international laws on the books to justify, and without competing with or duplicating NATO and respecting different national relationships with NATO and undertaking an assessment of EU relations with NATO in the context of the debate on the EU's strategic autonomy. I mean, the existence of NATO is just, a kosher war machine for hegemony and control, right?
Sounds like a pretty good definition, I would say. It sounds right.
It's definitely the globalist organization, the military arm of the globalist, government scheme. That's what NATO. They try to be the enforcers of it, but they're not. They're not really there right now.
Well, they say that this has been a talking point for years, a potential EU army, but most often simply dismissed as Euroskeptics scaremongering people.
Talking about international law, right? Well, we have national law here that trumps it all. It's called the United States Bill of Rights Constitution.
Yeah. Like
that's
free speech,
law,
right?
Yeah. Land. That's it.
And then
point 21 further down, the conference adds the EU should reflect on how to counter disinformation and propaganda in an objective and factual way. Now that sounds warm and fuzzy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I have that woman singing in my head when you say that from the disinformation. Sorry. light a little, what? Oh, man. Oh, yeah. It just makes me cringe to even remember that sound. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Mike Slatichek said he does she does a horrible Poppins, Mary Poppins. But somewhat ironic, this continues here, because as recently as recent as two or three years ago, the EU army itself was described as misinformation, a lie spread by Brexiteers, according to The Guardian, or as true as saying Elvis lives, according to Emily Thornberry. But following the Brexit vote, everyone from Politico to the Atlantic Council was attempting to dispel that myth of the EU army. At the time, the EU itself published an article on their official site debunking the EU army myth in June of 2019. The playbook is the same: deny, yeah, and then just acknowledge. Then just last month, the EU voted to create a rapid reaction military force of 5,000 troops. Funny how things change. And it goes on a bit more.
I'll tell you what's the difference between a conspiracy theory and the truth. About 6 months.
Yeah. There needs to be a word for that time frame. I don't know what it was. It's like, that's about right.
Yes, there does need to be.
There's another good title headline here this morning. Biden's Ministry of Truth czar is saying parents concerned about critical race theory are, quote unquote, disinformers. that critical race theory, that's just all good stuff, right? It's going to keep the nation in the right direction.
Man. It's right. I mean, aren't they literally right out of the book? 1984. I mean, wasn't there a Ministry of Truth? It's using it as a playbook, a handbook.
Yeah, Stephen?
Yeah. Well, the military thing, I was reading the rest of that article down. It said you can see how these documents allow for a smooth segue from NATO-backed U.S. imperialism to EU peacekeeping, both in quotes, in the geopolitical narrative. And yeah, they're trying to, because they've just completely wiped out the U.S. military with these shots, for one thing, it seems. I don't know if they're taking that into account, but...
With the jab?
The jab, yeah.
Really?
It's like our military is, so degraded from that, almost by design, it seems. And then here, time for war,
Well, yeah. We've heard a lot of numbers of troops with adverse reactions, Stephen, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, and...
Yeah. I was wondering, can you explain
Is that
proportional to everyone else, or...?
Yeah, Stephen, did you
yeah,
hear...
Yeah, it was like, okay, they were saying 90% neurological damage, and imagine your pilots with that. That came out in the Senate hearing when they were I forgot the lawyer's name, and they were he was quoting the numbers. They even seems like they have 500,000 whistleblowers in the defense, the military that have could come forward and talk about the shots.
Well, the military,
no, they're not doing that.
I heard one aspect pointed out a few months ago. The military keeps such detailed records; it's really hard to obfuscate the truth.
Yeah,
and that's why it's so powerful when you hear these numbers from the military on the adverse reactions.
And you see the spike
they're actually officially reporting this?
Well, Stephen. You can see
Stephen, was it leaked by whistleblowers?
This was gleaned from official documents from insurance records. From, you know, like you said, the defense. I don't remember the exact the TRICARE that the military uses kept the statistics, and they were trying to deflect off that spike. You know, and it was in the Senate. I think that the list RBN, we covered that at the time, but you know, the exact details of that, sent the name of the lawyer, the military's lawyer, escaped me, but you know.
And then I was just
listeners probably would remember what I'm talking about.
And I just caught it in a globalresearch.ca article. Many fully vaccinated people for COVID are now going blind. And they're mainly talking about the UK and the AstraZeneca. But who's to say if it's mainly just with AstraZeneca or others? As of April 6th, the MHRA has received 324 reports of blindness, 3 reports of central vision loss, 5 reports of sudden visual loss, 29 reports of blindness transient among 14,895 eye disorders, all specifically linked to the AstraZeneca needle. Moderna also jabs people in the UK at a much smaller rate than the aforementioned companies. So many people taking Moderna are now blind as well. Okay, so wait, I missed the first company they mentioned. I missed here. Was that was it Pfizer, perhaps?
Moderna, right? Moderna and AstraZeneca, didn't you say it?
Well, no. I see AstraZeneca mentioned, and then Moderna. Oh yeah, Pfizer. Okay, in total, 8,016 eye disorders reported as adverse reactions to Pfizer as of the 6th of April, 2022, according to Daily Exposé. So yeah, we have Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and Moderna. When you hear of, okay, there's so many deaths, and then the rest, much bigger number, adverse reactions. Well, most people think of most adverse reactions as not really life-changing. You don't realize just how many of these are life-changing. And there are many people who are just going to die of, like, organ failure, this or that, within a couple years to possibly a decade. And it'll be so hard more and more to link the connection, of course. The more time in between, there's more potential for them to deny the connection. But just seeing the changes in the numbers, what changed? You know, suddenly after the shots are rolled out, you know, increases in all of these conditions and deaths the world over. We're already seeing that, and the data is eventually going to be like a dam breaking. Gregory?
They're starting to admit it in official channels. That's when you know. That the holes are starting to come up in the dam. Yeah.
And they're saying, like, over the last, 10 years or so, 350 million nonprofit watchdog has uncovered 350 million in secret payments to Fauci, Collins, and others at National Institute of Health, NIH, corrupt as all the rumors.
It's about money? Gasp.
Everything you've heard that were so-called rumors, that is, of the corruption of these companies is very true. They're not rumors at all. We have Tom in Florida on the line. Hey Tom. Tom and Gregory. All right. Hey, how you doing, Tom?
All right.
Tom?
Is Tom with us down there in Florida? How's he doing today?
Well, thank you, guys. Doing much better. I'm doing much better. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, Richard, I just want to I'll make it kind of short. I know you probably get another call or something, but I just want to say this, Richard, and right now what's going on in here in Florida, the Miami Herald, they're reporting about illegal immigration, and Ron DeSantis has already said he wants a report by May 27th of this month, and he wants to know exactly how much it's costing the state of Florida with these illegal aliens for health care. And the Herald, you know, the Herald never gives you the whole story. They give you pieces. One week there'll be one story. So what basically I'm trying to say is the main mainstream media is a bunch of corrupted newspapers and the TV, the news. But at least now Ron DeSantis is basically saying we're going to tie this in with the Walt Disney nonsense that they've been getting away with the $750 million they've been stealing a year from the taxpayers of Florida. So now with the illegal immigration, they're projecting it's costing the state of Florida $2.8 billion a year, Richard. For these illegal aliens and all these people that keep pouring into Florida illegally. So, and I think I told you last week, the state troopers are on alert on Highway 10 coming into Florida from Alabama. Now, they have troopers out there just looking for illegals. And they're starting to say these troopers are being racist, Richard. They're being racist. for you, you're flooding our country. This bumbling buffoon is bringing in costing the taxpayers of Florida billions of dollars for health care alone.
Can you imagine what California pays?
I'm glad DeSantis is doing something about it, Tom, because I mean the citizens of Texas don't have Abbott doing nearly as much for them regarding the illegals in the border, right?
Gregory just said, Gregory is just talking about California. There's 13 million illegals in California. None of the friends that my brother or me have still in California, the white Anglo males, can find work. I mean, as far as in the trade industry.
Right.
In the trade industry, like block masons or any kind of trade, plumbing, all that, it's all being taken over by the illegal aliens. They're doing all the lawns, the plumbing, they're doing everything. And they've literally told the white Americans, go to hell, get out of your own country, get out of your own state, go somewhere else. That's exactly what's going on here. This buffoon come November, before November, he should be impeached for treason against Article 1, Title 8 of the Constitution. Biden and Harris should vote in all of them. That Markakis, that Joaquin, these people are criminal. They're dark angels, and they're trying to annihilate the United States, and especially guys like you and me. We cannot tolerate. I don't know what's going to take. I don't know if it's going to take 10 million Minutemen, or what it's going to have to take, something very drastic here in the next 6 months, Richard, or we're going to lose the country. And I don't want to hear no more crap about Ukraine. I could care of what Putin is doing over there.
Right.
We got a problem over here, man. We got fentanyl. Did you see all the fentanyl? 90,000 of those fentanyl deaths were white American kids. 90,000 was on the news.
They're pressing it into pills now. It's in every other powder. The whole drug supply has been poisoned. So it's crazy that anybody would even try anything now. But yeah, wow.
Well, I think Ron DeSantis is setting himself up for 2028. I know if he runs in 2028, he will be the president. I guarantee. I'm almost sure of that.
That'd be awesome.
If Trump wins in 2024, that's great. But we got, you know what? This has got to be a 30-year flushing of the toilet for these Democrats. They need to be flushed out of the toilet until they come to their senses, because they're absolutely insane. These Democrats are insane. I hope Tony from Chicago calls in and gives us a report about Beetlejuice.
Mental illness.
Lightfoot, that imbecile.
Mass mental illness.
He wants to get money
for
abortion, but she can't take care of her own city. The murder rate in Chicago. Look at that Lightfoot idiot. But, you know, here, Governor DeSantis, even the Miami Herald, as liberal these criminals are, they're a bunch of Zog agents in the Miami Herald. They're basically have to report, because the people that you can call me a Florida crack or whatever. I'm telling you right now, I came from Chicago. I'm down here in Florida. And look, it's guys like me that will let everybody know. And, I just talked to a couple Cuban guys. And let me tell you, Richard, these Cuban Americans that are coming here, they're more patriotic than probably most white gringos, because they know what communism is all about. And they don't want a repeating of it. They don't want no food shortage, no nothing to eat. I mean, the Cubans might. I just talked to a lady this time. She told me the Cubans, her family over there, they can't even get a chicken to eat a week. Okay, they're eating basically black beans and rice, or red beans and rice. And so it's a very hard situation with these communists. And that's what we got in the White House right now. We have a full-blown socialist, Marxist, communist, a Bolshevik. That's what he is. And I hate to say it, but I tell it to his face. He's a dirty black Irishman. That's a dirty black Irish that's in that office.
Yeah.
And you know, if John F. Kennedy would not even, I'll let you go. John F. Kennedy would not even be the Democratic Party. He'd be almost kidnapped, considered a Ku Klux Klansman, John F. Kennedy, if he were to run for president today. That's how bad these Democrats, they're nuts. And Richard, like I said, DeSantis put Disney World in their spot, and all those CEOs are being fired left and right, and they're being purged. And guess who's running Disney World? A bunch of Zog agents. And God bless Elon Musk. I hope he purges the whole damn Twitter. I hope he gets rid of all those scumbags.
Oh, that's cool.
A bunch of imbeciles.
Yeah, I wonder what do you think. What do you think of him? You think he's the real deal?
I you know what, guys? I think he's a real deal, because he's already exposed a lot of stuff. And you know, Trump is not even going to go back probably on Twitter, because he's got Truth Social. But I think Elon Musk is actually exposing that there's a new world order. And I don't know about. I think China. I worry about China, because look. I already told Richard in the past. I believe the Chinese don't care if they lose 900 million people.
They got them to spare. Yeah, right.
Yeah, they got too many to spare. And I think it's not. They're being run by the Rothschilds. You got George Soros. These are all Zionists, and they're so bitter about World War II. And that they didn't, because let me tell you, it wasn't them who beat Adolf Hitler in Nazi Germany. It was white Christian males in the United States of America, basically. And I can tell you right now,
enemy.
Russia would have got their
ass. We know that here. We all know
that's
that
right.
Here.
It was white Christian men, beautiful white Anglo males, that went and fought their own European brother in Europe, and that's what happened. And you know what? I was looking at the thing. They had a thing on the History Channel about Russia yesterday. And, you know, I didn't realize, but the Russians, the reason they only took the Germans out because of that cold winter in 1941, it was only because of the winter. It also had to do with the supplies that the United States was sending into Russia. Because if they wouldn't have the supplies,
yeah, very much so.
And they had to bail Italy out in certain situations that didn't help.
That buffoonery was making a mess for them. They had to go, you're right, cleaning up their mess.
You know, you're right, Tom, about JFK being based. He canceled Sammy Davis Jr.'s appearance at his inauguration because he'd married the Swedish, white Swedish actress, Britt, I think was her name.
Hey, Gregory, we should cover that more sometime. You know, the later stages of the war and related to Italy, Russia, Germany.
That would be a good
show.
Hey, Richard,
well, thank you so much. I have another call.
I can't wait to get back down to Florida, Richard, because we need more guys like you down here. And it'll be great to have you as a neighbor, man. And I'll tell you what.
Yeah,
awesome.
Guys will have to hook up.
We're going
we'll have to have a drink.
This thing's going to stay wrecked.
Yeah.
That's great. We'll have to have a drink. I look forward to meeting you, Tom. Yes, sir.
You got it. God bless you. Thank you, sir.
All right,
have a great day now. Y'all, thank you.
Always good.
Nice. Always a great call from Tom in Florida.
Oh, yeah. He's always got good stuff to say.
And we have another familiar voice here. Our favorite artificial intelligence commenter, Hunter Biden's laptop. Hello, Hunter Biden's laptop.
You know, I hate to rain on anybody's parade. I mean, Tom's very enthusiastic, and I like what he's got to say. But Hunter Biden's laptop, would like to remind everybody that among the very compromising images that I have on my hard drive of many politicians, I can't erase from my hard drive DeSantis going to Israel and signing an anti-Semitic bill for the state of Florida, similar to an image of Greg Abbott in Texas signing an anti-Semitic bill next to some Jew and some legislature and proclaiming how they're not going to tolerate that kind of hate speech in Texas, right?
Yeah. Meanwhile, I know. They do that stuff, and I wonder if it's some kind of 4D chess move or that they are just cucked out and slaves to them. It's one of the two.
Well, here's what I've been saying consistently for many, many years, and, I wish it was different, okay? But there is no political solution, period, okay? That's it. None of these people are going to advocate for white interest, okay? I've had a standard for a very long time, which, of course, will never be met. But for at least 20-plus years, I refuse to take any politician seriously unless he really talks about the Federal Reserve. Ron Paul came close when he talked about auditing the Federal Reserve, but he didn't talk about anything
else. What about Jimmy Trafficant? He was our guy.
Yeah, here's the thing. He's one guy, and he couldn't really do anything. But what?
No,
but
they took him out.
but here's what I want to get across. It's like to all these callers and everybody here, all these people can do is vote or not vote for a particular bill. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, the problem with people like Trump is we're being led down a cul-de-sac. Whether he's in on it or not, or what percentage of Trump is real and authentic, and what percentage of them is sold out? I have no idea. But, here's the thing. Is he going to be talking about the Federal Reserve? No. Is he going to be talking about 9/11? No. Is he going to be talking about the chemtrails, geoengineering, weather warfare, which is real, which is taking place? We can sink our teeth into it. We can see it.
Get there and look at it. Watch it.
Exactly. So it's sort of like, it's fun and interesting to talk about politics and about these various politicians. But until a man gets up there and just lays it out about the Federal Reserve, about the Jewish
power.
But
then you know who he is? Hey, Hunter. Mm-hmm. Hunter the laptop. Yeah. Then you know who he is? He's Hitler then. That's why people can't do it that way anymore.
Well, I don't know what you mean by that.
Oh, it's Hitler. That's the problem. How do you do it? If you start naming them, then you're Hitler.
Yeah.
So until that happens, we're just playing musical chairs on the Titanic.
I agree.
That's
what
you're saying, right? But still,
you can't really name them.
Patrick Little names them, So, but again, here's the thing. at this point, running for elected office,
one guy once again.
What's that? Say again.
That's and Pat Little. He's the only one guy, you know, like you said about Jim Traficant. But Jim Traficant was actually in Congress. He was a congressman.
Yep.
So I met the man
there.
I met the man at a conference. I have nothing but respect for him. He and I exchanged a few sentences together. He was speaking along with many other people. So I mean, he's real. Awesome. He's authentic. He spoke about Israeli influence in Congress and in the United States government. He was awake. But again, it's one of these things where within the system, I just don't see a way. Okay. In other words,
I don't have a solution either.
One of you just said it. I'll wrap this up quick. One of you just said, okay, well, if somebody says something about that, they'll just call him Hitler. Yeah, that's the problem. Right. They have control of all the press, right?
Right.
So that control has got to disappear and go away, and there's several ways to go about that. And Trump
that's the main thing. They control the media.
Yeah, and so Trump had the opportunity, just like so many other people. I mean, look, if El Salvador can arrest 6,000 gang members, right? If you're all familiar with that recent story, okay? If El Salvador can get together within their own government for a purpose and arrest 6,000 gang members, how hard would it be to arrest all kinds of people that we could just make a list of, and it wouldn't need to be 6,000?
They control everything. Those people do, you know. I don't know how. I don't know how to do it.
Trump could have done it. He had the popularity. I bet you he had military behind him. He had police behind him.
The only way you could do it would be in plain sight with all of the evidence played for the whole world at once. That would be the only way you could do that. That's like that's the Q fantasy that's going to happen. That ain't going to happen. There's no good AI that's going to do this. No offense to your species there, Hunter Biden's laptop, but you know, it just ain't going to happen.
Right. So I guess what I'm saying is that we have to go outside of the system. I think that we can all use our imagination, but the system itself is not going to reform itself, and nobody within the system, I don't care if it's a super-based Ron DeSantis or not, it's just not going to happen. And so the bottom line is we're left with what we're left with. And I thank you for taking my call again.
Well, thank you, Mr. Laptop. It's wonderful to have you on.
Appreciate it. Bye.
Always appreciate your calls and all your contributions, gentlemen. Gregory, we'll have to have you back on again this week, sir.
Yeah, I might be able to do it tomorrow. I'll let you know. I should know in the morning.
Excellent. That would be an extra.
All right.
Okay.
Okie dokie. Hey, Steven, love it. It was great.
Groovy, y'all. Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, bye-bye.
Please support RBN, folks. Stick around for Patrick Slattery. And I believe Mr. Stephen Douglas Whitener and I will be joining Jeremy and Patrick tonight. I'm in plain sight. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.